Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Small Business Tax Savings Handbook, How to Save on Taxes While Growing Your Business and Wealth by Mike G. Soshek is a practical tax strategy guide for small business owners. The book is positioned as an accessible handbook rather than a technical reference, translating complex tax rules into clear, actionable steps that readers can use throughout the year. Its purpose is not simply to explain tax law, but to help owners make better decisions about deductions, planning, entity structure, and long-term wealth building. In a category often dominated by dense compliance language or generalized advice, this book emphasizes usability, timely action, and repeatable planning. It is designed for readers who want to stop treating taxes as an annual scramble and instead approach them as an ongoing part of business management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, making complex tax rules usable without oversimplifying them. One of the book's central ideas is that tax savings should not begin in the weeks before filing. Soshek frames tax planning as a continuous business function that should influence decisions across the entire year. That matters because many opportunities to reduce tax liability depend on timing, documentation, and how expenses are structured long before the deadline arrives. The book encourages owners to look at payroll, purchases, travel, retirement planning, and entity choices through a tax lens instead of treating them as isolated decisions. This approach is useful because it shifts the owner from reactive filing to proactive planning. It also reduces the risk of missing deductions simply because records were not maintained or decisions were made too late to matter. The value of this theme is practical. It connects tax strategy to ordinary business operations, making the subject less about last-minute compliance and more about disciplined financial management. Secondly, reducing tax burden through deductions, credits, and cleaner record keeping, the handbook stands out for its focus on clarity. Rather than presenting tax law as a dense legal subject, it breaks strategies into steps that non-specialists can follow. That is especially important for small business owners who often need to make decisions quickly without having the time or background to interpret technical language. The book appears to use straightforward examples, chapter summaries, and direct explanations to reduce friction between tax theory and real-world action. This method does not eliminate complexity, but it makes the complexity manageable. The practical result is that readers can better understand what they are allowed to do, what documentation they need, and which decisions are worth prioritizing. In a genre where many books either stay too general or become too technical, this book aims for a middle ground serious enough to be useful, but accessible enough to actually apply. That balance is one of its most distinctive features. Thirdly, using tax strategy to support wealth building, not just tax filing. A major practical focus of the book is helping readers identify legitimate deductions and avoid missing money that should remain in the business. The general strategy is not about loopholes, but about using the tax code correctly and documenting expenses in a way that supports those claims. That makes record keeping central to the book's logic. Meals, travel, office costs, education, and other business expenses only create value if they are tracked properly and tied to business purpose. The book also emphasizes avoiding common errors that can lead to unnecessary tax payments or lost deductions. This is important because many small businesses do not overpay only due to high tax rates, they overpay because their systems are weak. By connecting deductions to organized records, the book treats tax savings as an operational discipline. The implication is that better bookkeeping is not just administrative hygiene. It is a direct mechanism for keeping more cash in the business and improving financial resilience. Fourthly, why the handbook matters for small business owners and freelancers. The book's title signals a broader ambition than tax reduction alone. Soshek presents tax savings as one part of a larger effort to grow business wealth. That matters because the best tax strategy is not always the one that minimizes this year's bill most aggressively. Instead, the book encourages owners to think about how tax decisions affect retained earnings, reinvestment capacity, and long-term financial stability. In that sense, taxes are treated as one variable inside a larger capital allocation problem. If a business keeps more after-tax cash, it may have more flexibility to hire, invest, save, or prepare for future obligations. The book, therefore, links tax planning to wealth creation by showing that lower taxes can increase the resources available for sustainable growth. This perspective is useful for entrepreneurs who want more than temporary savings. It frames tax planning as part of a broader financial architecture where the goal is not simply to file correctly, but to build a stronger business over time. Lastly, helping owners avoid costly mistakes and use tax law strategically. This book is most relevant for people who operate without a full in-house finance team and need practical guidance they can use themselves or discuss with an advisor. Small business owners, sole proprietors, Freelancers and early-stage entrepreneurs often face the same problem. They know taxes matter, but they do not have a clear system for acting on that knowledge. The handbook addresses that gap by giving readers a working framework rather than a theoretical overview. It is especially useful for readers who feel they are overpaying, who want to avoid costly mistakes, or who need a better routine for tax planning as the business changes. What makes it distinctive in the category is its combination of accessibility, year-round orientation, and emphasis on legal strategy rather than panic-driven filing. It is not presented as a substitute for professional advice, but as a tool that can help owners ask better questions, make smarter decisions, and become more intentional about how their business is taxed. In conclusion, Small Business Tax Savings Handbook is best suited for small business owners, entrepreneurs, freelancers, and self-employed readers who want a practical way to reduce taxes without getting lost in technical jargon. It is also a strong fit for readers who already know they should plan better, but need a framework that turns that intention into action. The book offers concrete value by connecting tax planning to bookkeeping, timing, deductions, and long-term wealth building. Rather than treating taxes as a once-a-year administrative task, that makes it useful both as an introductory guide and as a reference to revisit as a business grows. Compared with many books in the small business tax category, its main advantage is usability. It is designed to be read, understood, and applied quickly by non-specialists. The author's CPA background and focus on real-world small business scenarios add credibility, while the handbook format makes the content feel immediately relevant. For readers who want legal tax savings that support better business decisions, it occupies a clear and practical place in the genre. If you would like to support Mike G. Soshek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.